Let's review the 10 key words you've just learned. Listen carefully to the following questions. After each one, decide whether the correct answer is yes or no. Would a voluble person also be reticent? No, reticent means reluctant to speak. Voluble means talkative, characterized by a great and continuous flow of words. Can you commiserate with someone who is unhappy? Yes, to commiserate is to sympathize, show sorrow or pity for. If you are faced with choosing between the lesser of two evils, are you in a dilemma? Yes, a dilemma is a predicament. Specifically, a predicament in which one must choose between equally undesirable alternatives. Could the blooming of springtime flowers be described as transitory? Yes, transitory means passing, temporary, fleeting, not permanent or enduring. Is making money the goal of a philanthropic institution? No, philanthropic means charitable, benevolent, humane, motivated by or done out of a desire to help or improve the welfare of others. Does lethargy mean a state of excitement or agitation? No, lethargy means lack of energy, sluggishness, an abnormally dull, drowsy, inactive condition or state of mind. When a jury pronounces someone guilty, is the person exonerated? No, to exonerate means to free from blame, declare blameless or innocent. Is a pugnacious person likely to pick a fight with you? Yes, pugnacious means combative, quarrelsome, ready and willing to fight. Is contrition a state of quiet contemplation? No, contrition is remorse, penitence, repentance, deep and devastating sorrow for something one has done wrong. Can your house and property be abrogated? No. Or at least let's hope not. To abrogate means to abolish by legal or authoritative action or decree. That concludes the review for this section.